Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast of two best friends who are still on their mission for fame. Sam Thompson and Peter James Wicks.
You don't clap yourself.
Please. Do
you
not?
No, that's the... In all the episodes we've done, that's the first time you've clapped yourself. And it's the time that my actual psyche has said to me, leave. Because that was... horrendous. So I will be drinking and I will be swearing. This is adult content, all that. And if you don't like it, then yourself.
I had a nose whistle this morning, by the way.
You're a bit bunged up.
Yeah, a bit bunged up. Had a nose whistle. Woke up to a nose whistle.
I seem to remember you telling me you like a nose whistle.
I do. I fucking love a nose whistle.
Yeah, which is weird. Why? I don't know why I remember you saying
it's just
that.
So joked. I laugh so hard every time I get a nose whistle.
The fuck are you doing with your mouth? Don't ever do that again. Fucking clip that up, because that's one of the least sexy things I've ever seen in my life. The fuck are you doing? Is that what Zara has to look forward to? Anyway, right, where should we start then this week?
What has Pete been up to? I think it's important we talk about Pay Post Pete, which is something that I never thought I'd see the day. Pete Wicks is suddenly an advertising phenomenon. The man is getting brand deals left, right, and centre. Three in a row. If you look at his Instagram, three in a row.
Actually, the past six posts I've done, five of them are brand deals.
That's fucking brilliant.
To the point where actually this week I had to ask someone just to take a picture of me so that I could put up something different to a brand deal. But I don't like social media. Everyone kind of knows that. So I don't have a lot. I don't post a million things all the time and break everything up with a fucking, ooh, look at me and my girlfriend dancing. And, you know, this is the latest trend. Ooh, Zara, I'm going to pretend to spoon you on the floor. Like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? I don't have any of that. It's just me and the dogs. And they're not very good at fucking taking pictures. So it does look like I just do brand things.
This is brilliant, though. So, like, Pete is now the icon that I always knew Pete was an icon, but now I feel like this podcast is out.
You used that twice.
Pete is the guy now, and you know, the pay posts are rolling in. He's just done a hair flick as well. So talk us through your latest ad. What was it?
Right, the problem I have with this is, and I know what Sam does here, all right, it's and Sam has lost me an awful lot of work, because he tries to get me to slag off the brand deals that I've done to the point where they then either sue me or never work with me again. So I love all of the brand deals that I've done.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. It's just Pete in that position going,
well, I didn't do that. You did.
I did.
Sam did the voiceover to it because it's quite funny. Do the voice.
All right, everyone. So my name's Pete Wicks here.
But yeah, I did a Get Ready With Me. I don't know why you're all laughing.
Oh, it's so good.
You know.
He's an influencer, baby.
I did a Get Ready With Me.
Yeah, an OOTD.
The problem I have with it is that obviously, yeah, you know, it was a hair thing. Sam did the voiceover. And yet people still think that Sam has edited the video despite me being the one that puts it up.
Because his hairline is that bad.
The hairline is... Well, I haven't had a transplant. But the hairline is that bad. So people genuinely still comment on things going, Sam edited this.
I know, it's brilliant.
But worse than that, people didn't know it was Sam doing the narration until the end.
Do the voice. Hi, everyone, it's Pete Wicks here.
People didn't notice that Sam was doing the fucking voiceover. And he's like, oh, I didn't realise until the end, when he breaks back into himself. How the fuck do you not realise that ain't me?
What you sound like.
I do not sound like
you
that.
I do not sound like that. What I love, just to top this all off, is Pete Wicks. He's in his ad era. Pete has entered his ad era, baby. Come on.
Well, look. There's obviously money to be made.
And I want in.
So, yeah, and listen, I've got bills to pay. I've got dogs to feed. So, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, no, we love it. We're here for your ad era.
More coming. We've actually got a good one to do next week.
Do we? Also, a moment of silence for Pete's mum.
She's not dead.
She does have a broken arm.
Oh,
she does have a broken... Tracy Wicks has a broken arm. And just before Pete tells the story, the reason that she's got a broken arm is because of her son. You broke your mum, your own mum's arm.
I did not break my mum's arm. Mum, I love you.
Tracy.
Let's start with that. Yeah, my mum does have a broken arm. She broke her arm 2 weeks ago and didn't realise. So carried on with a broken arm for 2 weeks because she's a fucking soldier. Just going, oh, it's quite painful until it got excruciating. Went to the doctor. She's now got a whole arm in plaster, literally the whole arm. And it wasn't my fault. It was Peggy's, my dog. My mum took them for a walk. I was working, so my mum looks after the dogs when I'm working. And she took them both for a walk. And Peggy is the Rose West of the dog world. She's a serial killer. So if she sees another dog, she just fucking goes for it. My mum wasn't paying attention and Peggy darted off to see another dog. My mum was holding the lead and pulled her flat on her face. She tried to break a fall with her arm and broke it. Do I feel bad? Yes. Is it funny? Yes.
Oh, it's too good. Your mum broke her arm walking her 37-year-old son's dogs.
I'm not 37.
35.
34. But yes, thank you. But it's a nightmare now because now she has to walk the dogs one by one because she can't hold both leads. But it might take twice as long, but you do a great job. Well done, mum. Love you.
So, what have we done this week to stay relevant? And I know the story that's coming because we teased it last episode.
Well, we've got a couple of stories from that There's an awful lot of stuff. But you take it away, mate.
Well, I mean, I set the scene here, I suppose. So Pete gives me a call. He goes, look, don't really want to do this, but I've been offered ringside seats to a KSI fight. He didn't even know who KSI was. And he went...
Yeah, I thought that was the tyre pressure.
Anyway, there's some influencer boxing thing. I've been offered front row seats. I think it'd probably be quite good for the podcast if we went. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you along. And I obviously was like, I know exactly who KSI is. I'm a big YouTube fan. So I was like, this is awesome. And we got there and I drank a little bit too much.
No. What happened was Sam was out beforehand. So when we got there, I tell Sam where I'm going to meet him, which is outside the Ovo Arena. Sam was at the wrong arena. His phone was running out of battery and couldn't find his way to the venue. Full stop, could not find his way to the venue. It's not that fucking hard, trust me.
Had two beers.
So, yeah, and by the way, pissed for Sam is literally, he had a sherry.
Yeah.
So we get to the thing. Sam then did the usual, big crowds of people, like YouTubers and fucking all them sort of people. Spent the whole time just screaming, Pete Wicks is here. It was a fucking disaster. We went in the wrong entrance. We couldn't find where we were supposed to be. We couldn't get into the fucking lounge we were supposed to be in. It took 45 minutes just wandering around like a couple of fucking idiots to the point where I had to stop off because I was getting dehydrated for a beer. And then
he had an argument with the security guy going, yeah. He was like, just let us in. The guy was like, no, you don't have your band. He was like, but we've just been back there to get our bands. And there were people watching.
That. I didn't.
There was a group of girls going, oh my God, Pete Wicks. And he's like, for fuck's sake, I need a beer.
We get to the thing and the guy goes, you can't come in. And I said, but that's where we are, the Heineken Lounge. It says it on the tickets. Yeah, but you don't have a wristband. But the fucking ticket says that's where we're supposed to be. Where do you get a wristband from? Just down there. Go down there. No fucking wristbands. And they said, go back there and they'll just let you in. Just go back and said, they've just told us to let us in. He went, nah, you can't come in, no wristbands. But he was almost smirking at me and I thought, listen, you fucking idiot. That's where I'm supposed to be. It's quite obvious that's where we're supposed to fucking be. What do you want me to do about this? Don't know where to get the wristbands from. You don't know either, and that's your fucking job. Anyway, but he was fine in the end. So then we found a really nice man in a suit who just walked us in. So I smiled as I walked past him.
Can I just also add to this as well? We were by far the oldest people in this venue.
Oh, by a fucking long shot.
Yeah, this is the best thing about it. So Pete is walking and there are people, like, everyone's vlogging because basically it's a YouTube event, so everyone's vlogging and, like, doing all these things that I know of, but Pete has no idea. And people are shouting Pete's name. Pete's like, how old are these people? They're, like, 15.
What I did notice was that Sam is a man of the children. Lots of young people at this. Love Sam. Sam was a fucking absolute fucking dynamo walk. It was like Moses parting the sea. Sam Thompson. Walking to all these influencers and fucking YouTubers. I was like his little old uncle following him behind, fucking moaning and whinging and grumbling whilst carrying a beer. But it just goes to show that is your audience, is all the fucking idiots that spend all their time videoing themselves doing fuck all.
And Pete basically, oh, this is a good one as well. So we get into the Heineken Lounge, right? And Pete, we do a little photo together next to this press board. And then Pete gets sort of like taken away to do an interview. No one asked to interview me, by the way. And he gets taken away. I didn't know where to go because I was like, I didn't know anyone there. And I was a bit nervous. And I get a bit nervous in crowds. So I've just stood next to Pete when he's getting interviewed. I've just stood literally like shoulder to shoulder with him. And I'm just like standing there whilst he's answering these questions. I was like, why am I just...
Sam was answering some of them for me.
Yeah.
So he did the usual, you know, he had a feel about KS. And I said, oh, nothing about it, to be honest with you. Yeah, good luck to him. And then so obviously you've left town. How do you feel? You've had a few strong things to say about people. Sam then jumped in. He hates them all. Absolutely hates them all. I'm looking at him like, and then he said, so recently you've been linked with Carol Vorderman. Yes, they're going on a date. It's him telling them, they're going on a date. I said, no, we're not going on a date. And I know that's going to get printed. And the Carol Vorderman stuff is still going on, by the way, 3 weeks later. So, yes, yeah, so Sam just basically just tried to fuck me over with the press.
So funny. And then Pete pinched me. He pinched me to stop me.
Yeah, so then, yeah, I did give him a little pinch. We then had someone come up to us, we won't name names, who we both know, who is actually a really nice person, who said hello to Sam, and then I said hello. I didn't think there was an issue, but there was. She went, I've got a bone to pick with you. Really? Why? Do you remember what you said about me 2 years ago on your podcast? Or if it wasn't a podcast, it was on,
reality,
it was on
news.
Reality News. No, she went, I've got kids and a family. I normally really like you, but sometimes you think about how other people feel. I then lost my arsehole. And she went, I'm so sorry. You know, I know I don't mean anything by it. It's just supposed to be funny and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's not funny, is it? No, it's not funny. No, it's not funny. I then invited her on the podcast so that she can tell the story and tell me off properly for everyone to see it. So we'll see if that happens.
Who we actually really like.
Yeah, she's great.
She's lovely, but she literally came up to Pete and went, this is what I love about her. She's so just to the point. She literally went, first of all, love the podcast. Second of all, you're a fucking prick to Pete. And then she pinned him up against the wall and was literally like, I've got kids, you know. And Pete's, you see it in Pete's eyes, he's like, I don't know what to do. Well, and then I'm standing there like, do you know what I mean, Pete? She's got kids.
But the worst thing is, I couldn't even remember what I'd fucking said.
I knew what you said. I
literally had no idea. I was thinking, what the fuck did I say?
So funny. It was all in good jest.
Yeah, yeah, that was all in good jest. Until Sam then made his mark on the night. By the way, the only person there that I was genuinely so excited about being there was Louis Theroux. He was there in the corner. He's the only person I really wanted to talk to. And what Sam did instead was, because Sam had a few drinks by this point and had a bit of a dicky tummy, he just went over and farted near him and walked off so people thought he was Louis Theroux.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I didn't go over to him and fart. I basically farted near him and it went his way. And I was like, oh, no. And so Pete was like, I'm going to go and say hello to Louis Theroux. I went, don't, because I've just farted.
So Louis Theroux will have to wait till next time. I've never met him and really love to. He's a fucking absolute hero of mine. So, but I couldn't do that because he was surrounded by Sam's arse, which was unfortunate. So anyway.
Oh, there's another moment actually with the Maya Jammet bit.
Fuck, yes. Forgot about that one. Thanks for reminding me on that one. So we're there and we're at the bar and I can't remember who was at the bar. It was me, you,
Maura
Higgins and Carl Benbridge, who is her hairdresser, who I've known for years, who's a fucking great guy. So we're all at the bar. Sam's then obviously had a few tequilas, doing all that crap. Then Maya Jammer walks past. Sam sees and goes, it's Maya, all right? Everyone's carried on fucking drinking and Sam then proceeds to go, Maya! Maya! I don't think she can see me. Maya! But he then waded through a couple of people and went, Maya! In her face, and she went, oh, Sam, all right. And then walked off. That was literally it. And he went, that was awkward, wasn't it? Yes, yes, it fucking was. You shouted across a room of people just to fucking say hello to someone who you've worked with for about 3 months.
Because that's the thing, we worked together. So I was like, oh, you know.
She's not being paid to talk to you outside of that, so she ain't going to do it.
The worst thing is, I pointed at her. I literally pointed at her and went, Maya! And she turned around. And then she took 5 seconds to acknowledge it was me, to obviously like read who it was shouting at her. And she went, oh, Sam! But you know when someone doesn't want to close the space? So like, basically, if you say hello to someone, right, you either go in for the hug, right, and you close the space, you go, oh my God, how are you? Or if you don't want to do it, you just maintain the distance, go, nice to see you! And you carry on walking. She did that. She maintained space and carried on walking, went, good to see you! I was like, oh, shit.
If it carries on, I feel like she will, you will have to maintain space because there'll be a restraining order because it is fucking, it was honestly one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen until 15 minutes later.
Pete, by the way, Pete had turned round at this point. Pete turned his back on it because he went, I can't be there. I was about to go, this is Pete, and he turned his back.
At this point, I was just like, no, I'm going to carry on. So anyway, loads of different people there. Sam had got in his influencer I'm a creator fucking mode, trying to talk to all these fucking cool creators that I've fucking never heard of and fucking don't know who they are, getting involved with all these fucking people. I just stuck to the people I knew. So I was having a drink with Maura and Carl and Faye, who's on Love Island, and Maura's manager, and a few other people. Sam was off doing his content fucking, the thing is about the content environment. Oh, fuck off. Bear in mind, he's pissed at this point as well, so it wasn't making any fucking sense anyway. He then comes over to me and says, mate, I want you to meet these guys who are back over there who have something to do with, I don't know even what the fuck they were, fucking whatever. I had no idea that. I went, yeah, all right, I'll be over in a minute. And he went, why are you talking to these two shits?
No, I did, No.
So what Sam actually said was, why are you talking shit over here when you could be over there talking to fucking
business.
Yeah, talking business at KSI event with him glazed eyes with a load of people I've never met before about content creation. No, fuck it, I wanted to have a fucking drink. Faye had then overheard that and thought Sam had gone, why are you talking
to these nobodies?
To nobodies. She then went, what the fuck's that?
No. I'm going to tell this story. So basically, oh, by the way, I actually quite, Faye was always one of my favourite Love Islanders because she was just Larry. And so I come over, Pete's right, I had come over. I'd been talking to these really interesting people who are literally like, they're YouTubers, and I really want to get me and Pete into the YouTube game. And so I was just like, what we're going to do is we're going to start YouTubing. Or they were like, mate, we can help you with it. And they're like quite big dog YouTube, like creation people. So I was like, I'll go and get him. I am a little bit drunk at this point, so I'm literally like, I'm going to go get Pete. So I trot on over to him. I get him. I'm like, Pete, these guys really want to meet us. Like, this is a great way to start getting. Pete went, mate, I can't be fucked. I'm having a bit. And I went, mate, we've been here all night talking shit. Let's go over there and talk some business. Which, granted, does sound a little bit stupid. Faye Winner then pokes her head around and goes, you fucking what? I went, because I didn't know what I'd said. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, you just called us a bunch of fucking nobodies. I went, no, I didn't. She had convinced herself that I had basically said this thing. So then I spent 5 minutes going, Faye, please, because she like was raising her voice like a lot. And I was going, Faye, I promise you, I didn't say anything, Faye. Stop raising your voice, please. This is now be like, people are starting to look. Stop.
And at that point, I dragged Sam away. So Maura comes over and she's like, what's going on? And I said, don't worry about it. I then go to the bar with Sam to have a drink.
Oh, by the way, just we need to keep this bit in. Just FYI, we made up.
We all went out after that, by the way.
Yeah, it wasn't
like a big fucking...
It wasn't a big thing. We then, everything was fine.
And then, so then Maura came over and I drink at Barbers and Maura was like, yeah, is he being a dick? And I said, no, he's not. He's actually not. Then Maura was like, should I be really, really, really nice to him, like over the top? And I don't know if you noticed that she was doing it. And at the bar, everything you said, she was over the top being nice to make you feel happy.
Because Maura was lovely because she could see that I was a bit distressed. Yeah. And she came over and she was like, oh, I don't want you to be upset. And then we went and watched the boxing fight.
Which was, by the way, didn't have ringside.
Gemma Collins had nicked our seat.
No. She hadn't. She paid for them. Kids had nicked our seat.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, we had to kick kids out of us.
That was the worst bit, yeah.
And then we went and watched the boxing, and Pete has got a tray full of beers. I've never seen Pete so angry in my entire life, wading through kids.
No. Right, so what happens is, as I said to Sam, right, these are where the tickets are, and it was actually, weird enough, and Carl...
the hair guy, yeah.
Yeah, Carl, Mora, me and you all sat together.
Faye.
Was Faye sat with us as well?
Yeah, Faye was with us as well.
Oh, yeah, Faye was there as well. So all of us were actually weirdly sat together on the same row. So I'm carrying fucking drinks for everyone. I've got my beers. I've also got Mora and Carl's drinks. So I'm basically just like this with fucking drinks. So I said, really, really fucking busy. Someone find the seats and fucking just because I can't do anything. I'm just carrying drinks through crowds of people. They all just proceeded to just walk along chatting to people and fucking running around, just forgetting. I'm just stood there with drinks like a fucking idiot. No one was fucking helping me. No one was trying to find the tickets or the seats.
I was.
No, you fucking weren't. Because at one point you went, so where are we then, Pete? I don't fucking know. You've got the ticket. What do you want me to do? We eventually get there and there's a load of fucking kids sat in the seat.
tell them what happened.
So we told them to get out of the seats.
Pete went and got the security guard.
I did because I was carrying
the kids.
Go and get rid
of the kids with their mum. With their mum. And the security guard went, guys, I'm so sorry, but these guys are sat here. And we all went, they got up and we went, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
I didn't go and get the security guard. I was busy holding the drinks. I told someone else, fucking, look, I don't know where, it's fully booked. I don't know where else we're going to sit, but I need to fucking sit down now.
It's getting old.
And to be honest with you, these kids have just fucking chanced their luck on a thing. They probably had seats somewhere else. Go to your seats.
Pete has no sympathy for anyone at this point. He's so angry. Gemma Collins, at one point, we thought she had nicked our seats. So we were like, right, someone go and tell her to fucking move. It was all a palaver. It was all fucking brilliant. And Pete literally said halfway through, went, I've never had less fun in my entire life.
Absolutely awful. And just for the record, before the press make this a thing, Gemma Collins hadn't nicked our seats. She had her seats with Remy she'd paid for. We just
thought she had.
So, yeah, it was just a fucking disaster. And then we all went after and it was fine.
Yeah, very fun. Had a very, very good night, actually. This is why I don't go out that much, though, because I'm a really big lightweight. And I basically am a bit of an embarrassment when I go out, and I sometimes need Pete to like father me. Sometimes when I go out, and Pete called me the next day and went, I've never been more disappointed in you before.
Just unbelievable. Anyway, so yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, good night. Right, let's do the outro. Here we go. Thank you for listening to Staying Relevant with Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson.
Please follow and subscribe. We are available on every podcast platform.
Do rate and review. Subscribe to us on YouTube. All you have to do...
Just search Staying Relevant Podcast on YouTube.
Yeah, see you next time.
Then Mora came over and was like, what the fuck's going on? Sorry, that was a terrible accent. I'm so sorry, Mora. That was so bad. So she came over. Sorry, that was so bad. So Mora comes over.
Insanity Group.